Parshas Tzav Shishi Perek Ches Pasuk Chaf Beis. Ba'akrev Es Ha'ayel Hasheni, and he brought the second ram, El Hamulim, which is the inauguration ram. Ba'ismachu Aaron Ovanavis Dema Rosh Ha'ayel, and Aaron and his sons leaning their hands on top of the ram. Rashi says El Hamulim El Hashlamim. This is actually the carbon shlamim from a ram. Shemilum Lashem Shlamim, because the word Miluim is the same thing as the word Shlamim, completeness. Shemamalim Umashlim. Because they fill and complete the kohanim bikunasim through their kohuna process, through their kohuna and in this process. Pasuk of Gimel. Vayishchat and he shecht it. Vaykach Moshe midemo and Moshe took from its blood. Vaytena tenuch ozen Aaron haiminis and he put it on the ear, on the middle part of Aaron's right ear. Valbon yado haiminis and the thumb of Aaron's right hand. Valragol haiminis and his right foot. Pasuk of Balad. Vayakrib as bnei Aaron. And he brought the sons of Aaron close. Came Moshe as Minadam al Tanoch Ozan Hayiminis, al Bohen Adam Hayiminis, al Bohen Raglam Hayiminis. And Moshe took the blood and put it on the middle ear, on the middle right ear, on their right thumb, on their right hand, and their right foot on the big thumb, on the right foot. By Yizrok Moshe as Adam, Adam al Mizbech. Moshe sprinkles the blood on the Mizbech around it. Pasuk Vei Vakach Asachil Vasayelah. And Moshe takes the fat, the tail, all the fats that are in the innards, and the diaphragm of the liver, and the two kidneys, and their chabayan, which is their fats, and the right leg. From the basket of matzos that were before Hashem, he took one matzah of unleavened matzah loaf. By chalas lachem shemen and a loaf of oil, a bread from made of oil, achas achas for a kikach echad and one wafer. By some ala chalavim and you put it on top of the fats while shochemin on the right foot. Rashi says chalas lachem shemen here ruach, which means it was scalded, and it's called lachem shemen shai marbe b'ashem because they put a lot of oil. There. Can I get a chalas for kikin in comparison to the chalos and the wafers? Kach mufresh b'menachos. This is what it says in Masechas Menachos. And he placed everything on top of Aaron, the hands of Aaron, the hands on the palms of his sons. And he waved them, waving for Hashem. And Moshe took these items from on their palms, like Terah and Mizbech, and he burnt it on the Mizbech, on top of the Ola. It's an inauguration. It's a fragrant aroma. If I offer to Hashem, Rashi says, "I care mitzvicha." Moshe shimish kol shiva simi amiluim becholik lovin. And Rashi is pointing out on the side that Moshe worked in the avoda for all 7 days during this period of the miluim with a white tunic. So, and the comments, the Menachas Yehuda explains that Rashi withholds comments until this verse because he wishes to explain why the thigh of the shlamim was offered next to the mizbeach, unlike any other. As he noted in his next, parish, and it's because a thigh is normally a portion of the Kohen. Here, Hashem wished to show that Moshe was different than the Kohanim, and therefore he had on the Zvech, and rather give it to the Kohen, because he's not a Kohen. Pasuk Chaf Tes. Moshe took the chaz of the chest by Yenfen Tinufa of Hashem, and he waved it before Hashem. Me'el Hamilum from the ram of the milum, the Moshe haya lemana. Moshe would have had a portion. Kasher tziva Hashem as Hashem commanded Moshe. Rashi says avola achar haola on the previous pasuk after the korban ola. Then he burnt the shok. V'lamitzina shok shalshlamim parev mikol makom chotim zeh. We don't find it by a shlamim the shok being burnt except by this carbon.